Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. Today we're talking all about one single tip that is going to help you lose the decision fatigue when it comes to your food freedom. Now that sounds like a huge statement, but it's actually a lot more simple than you think, and we're going to break it down. We're going to habit hack this together. But when it comes to food freedom, this is super personal to you, and we can all have our own definition of what food freedom looks like. For me, it's fueling my body with the foods that I know feel good for me, really dialing into my habits and relationship with food when it comes to emotional eating. One of my big food freedom habits that I struggle with every now and again. It's definitely a lot better than it used to be years ago. And really being able to have tacos and margaritas or having dessert with my boys and not feeling guilty about it and not feeling like I have to go like overboard now, right? Sometimes we just have that all or nothing mentality. But when it comes to habit hacking your own food freedom, though, other than like diet culture mentality, like thinking that we have to restrict food for the rest of our lives, or that food is good or bad, or we're good or bad based on what we're eating, or emotional eating, which is another big challenge that we habit hack together. One of the other biggest challenges I hear from you all the time is about time. The time it takes to meal prep, the time it takes to plan out meals, the time it takes to look up recipes. And don't you hate it when you pull up a recipe and you're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, just you're like, just give me the recipe. And the blog is just like 10 pages long. My son was making cookies a couple weeks ago and he was like, where's the recipe? And I was like, I know, it's at the bottom of the site, keep scrolling. But my goodness, we don't have time, right? And this just seems so overwhelming, right? But also, you know what else is exhausting? Our kids asking us, what's for dinner? Oh my gosh, I just don't like that question. I feel like there's a lot of pressure, especially during busier seasons of your life when maybe you're busier with sports like we are with our family right now. And it's, oh my gosh, I have to be even more intentional planning this to ensure we actually eat something healthy and not be eating like at 9:30 at night. Now, we cover all of these topics and mindset and movement challenges specifically based off of conversations and surveys I've had with my clients over the years inside of our program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator. This is my signature pod course that was really created with you in mind, okay? We're going to help you stop dieting and start training for life via your habits. And using this system within 21 days, you're going to have a plan. You're going to have so much momentum driving you forward for 21-day plan through 21 days through this plan that you're going to be unstoppable with habit hacking. And girl, you're going to see the results from the inside out. So that's always linked in the show notes if you want to grab it. And at the time of this recording, our next bi-monthly coaching call is coming up for everyone enrolled in the Accelerator, where I can help give you some more customized habit hacking and just help you with any type of challenges you're having right now. Okay, let's talk about this one tip though. It's going to blow your mind, okay? It's a game changer, and it's one that seems so simple and one sometimes we don't want to do. Maybe we overcomplicate things a little bit. This is so simple. You ready for it? And let's just eat the same thing. Like eat the same thing every day or every week. Okay. Eat the same thing every day or every week or a little bit of both. Right? Create a pattern. A habit like this eliminates the complications around food and time it takes to figure everything out. Just think about it on a weekly schedule. We're going to have these certain meals to eat. Maybe you have them on different days, but you're having the same thing within the same week, and that changes day by day. That closes that tab in our heads of what's for dinner you already know. Now, I always recommend when you're creating a meal to always start with protein, ladies, a veggie and a healthy fat, maybe some fruit on the side, and you're good to go. You're going to feel very satisfied and satiated, maybe some dark chocolate for dessert. I love that for us. Now, I want to dig deeper into why this is such a game-changing habit hack, but also list a couple of tips for you as well, because I know some of you are listening and you're like, that sounds so boring. I can't eat the same thing every week, or your kids or your spouse is going to be, I'm so bored. And of course, I'll have a habit loop for you at the end as well. So let's talk about why this is such a game-changing habit hack when it comes to your food freedom. Well, kind of like I already alluded to, it saves you time. So if you have a set menu for the week, you don't need to spend time every day thinking about what to cook, what to buy at the store. You can streamline your shopping list and meal prep, making your grocery trip so much quicker and cooking more efficiently. efficient. So we teach a Sunday reset plan within our accelerator program. And part of this is digging deeper into creating your grocery list for the week, creating your meals for the week, and keeping it super simple. Okay. Online grocery is my favorite habit hack. It's my favorite ever. I do it every Sunday. I go pick it up. And what I love, I use Kroger for where I'm at. It saves all my past purchases. So I'm just usually like, and it's super easy. It gives me anxiety going in the store anymore. But number two, it reduces stress, right? Decision fatigue is just so real, right? Especially for us busy moms managing so many different responsibilities. So having a consistent meal plan eliminates the need to make yet another choice during your already busy, busy day. Next, it promotes healthy eating, okay? By choosing a very balanced, nutritious meal to eat every day or throughout the week, you ensure that you're consistently consuming a healthy diet. So this can be very beneficial to you if you tend to reach for convenience foods or unhealthy options when you're short on time, right? Number four, it's going to save you money. We love that. So planning your meals in advance, buying the ingredients maybe in bulk even, if you're having the same type of meals weekly, it can really help you save some money on groceries. You're less likely to impulse buy or waste food when you have a structured meal plan. There's nothing worse than buying veggies and not using them and letting them go bad in the fridge. It drives my husband crazy. Number five, it creates routine. So establishing a routine around meals can really just provide stability in your home and in your hectic schedule. So you know what you're going to be eating each day. It brings like a sense of order and predictability, and it can be really comforting for everybody and you, not just you, your whole family, right? And it encourages batch cooking. So, or I call this ingredient meals. You hear it called a couple of different things. My friend Stephanie Gorinke calls it ingredient meals, and I love that. That resonated with me, and that's what we could teach inside of our program. So a lot of times when you're eating the same things every week, it involves batch cooking where you prepare like large quantities of your dish ahead of time and portion it out. So like a lot of protein, you have maybe frozen veggies ready to go. You have yummy sauces, and then maybe you have some fruit already washed ready to go in the fridge. You have all of these ingredients ready to go where you are able to easily cook a little extra and create a meal the next day. This is especially great when you have kids playing multiple sports and you're running them all around everywhere, and they come home and maybe they're old enough, they can help create their own meals where they know, okay, I know mom's got some grilled chicken in the fridge. Okay, I can throw some frozen, I can do some frozen veggies. Okay, and I got like a rice packet I can cook for 90 seconds in the microwave. Boom, they got like a little stir fry ready to go, right? If you want to learn more about my ingredient meal philosophy and grab 5 weeknight ingredient meals, complete with simple recipes, like super simple. Like I don't like measuring things. I like dump everything in a pot and want to be done. And I have 5 weeknight meals with recipes with the grocery list for you to kind of help you get started if you want to start creating some consistent meals throughout the week that are healthy. These are kid approved and husband approved. You can get it at bit.ly/ingredient meals. It's always linked in the show notes for you as well in the freebie vault. And then lastly, just have less decision fatigue with your kids. I already alluded to this, like the elusive, mom, what's for dinner? They're gonna know. They are gonna know what's for dinner. A bonus habit hack is to write it down somewhere. This is something that we do inside of the program to help give a visual of this is what we're having for dinner every night. I have a little dry erase that I use on my fridge so they know what's coming for dinner, because I hate that question to tell you the truth. Okay, now I know you're probably wondering, but what about food boredom? Like, what if I get bored of eating the same thing every week? Hey girl, cutting in real quick to talk to you about another time-saving habit hack when it comes to your food freedom, and that is Factor Meals. So whether you need something quick to heat up for lunch in between calls, meetings, appointments, or maybe your kiddo needs something quick and delicious that they can heat up after getting home from a late night practice, Factor is the way to go. So you're going to be able to eat stress-free this spring with these delicious ready-to-eat meals from Factor. So they're always fresh, never frozen, they're chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and they're ready to eat just in 2 minutes, okay? You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including very popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, which is my favorite because, ladies, we need more protein, right? Or even vegan or veggie. So get started today and fuel up on your springtime goals and save time in the process. Head to factormeals.com/habit50 and use the code HABIT50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code HABIT50 at factormeals.com/habit50 to get 50% off of your first box plus 20% off of your next box while your subscription is active. This is going to be a game changer for you, girl. Now let's get back to the show. I totally get that, and I have felt that plenty of times in my life. Here's a couple of cues to recognize when this is starting to happen. So maybe the food that you made isn't appetizing to you, and you just totally, like, aren't hungry for it, right? You can even see this with your kids or your husband, too. Next, you can, so that gives you a cue that, okay, maybe it's time to change up our meals. Next, change up the spices or the way you prepare something. If you're using the air fryer, use the grill instead. If you're baking it, use the grill. I love grilling, if you can't tell. So change up the way you prepare something. You know, if you need to look up a new recipe and try something different, go for it. Next, pay attention to where you are at in your cycle. Ladies, this is super important. This might clue you. When you clue into what phase you're in, you can act accordingly during the week. So for example, your luteal phase is usually associated with more hunger and cravings, and that's the week before you start your period. So you're more hungry, you might have a few more cravings, and sometimes it's just we need to know more about our biology and be like, oh, okay, well, that's why I feel this way. Maybe I just need to change up this meal today because that is what my body's wanting. Now, what about your family? Are they bored? Are they not eating? Ask them to help piece together other ingredient meals for you. Not to make multiple meals, but just to change what you're making. Look up some recipes together that are really simple, or just do themed nights. Themed nights and do like same type of recipes each week. So you know I'm a big Taco Tuesday fan. My kids know every Tuesday it's usually going to be a Taco Tuesday type of theme, but I'm not making tacos every week. Maybe 1 week I'll do a taco soup. Maybe 1 week I'll do enchiladas. Maybe 1 week we'll do actual tacos. I change it up each week, but having that theme in mind makes it really easy when I'm putting together my grocery list for the week and creating those meals and doing my ingredient meal batch cooking. That way it's less decision fatigue. I love it. Okay. So let's leave you with a habit loop because I want you to take action. This is a nice weekly habit loop when it comes to sitting down, thinking about what you're going to have to get at the store and plan out for your meals for the week. So your cue is your Sunday reset. This is a weekly habit we teach inside of our program. You sit down to do your Sunday reset when it comes to meals. You're going to get online and do a grocery order. If you want to go to the store like you do, you girl, but do a grocery order. That way you can easily grab your groceries, boom, 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 add to cart, go pick them up and not feel tempted to get other stuff. You have your meals planned for the week. The routine, so the cue is your actual Sunday reset. I recommend like sitting down and doing this at a specific time of day as your cue. Usually for me, it's when I get home from church. The routine is order your groceries based on your ingredient meals for the week. The reward is less decision fatigue, healthier choices for your food freedom, your kids and your husband not asking you what's for dinner. It is a win, win, win around the way. And when that food boredom maybe starts to hit, my friend, use the tweaks that we just mentioned to help you out and pivot as necessary. When it comes to habit hacking, nothing is set in stone. Life will always get in the way, but the way we teach it here allows you to pivot so you are always constantly evolving and training for life without sacrificing yourself and your health. All right, girl, I hope this tip was useful for you. I'll catch up with you next week. Hey, girl, real quick before you go, if you are ready to take action in creating your own habit loops, then I want to invite you to take the 3-day Habit Loop Bootcamp email challenge. you'll learn how to create your own cue, routine, and reward from that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy that we've shared here on the show. And oh, it's also available audio only too, so you can take it on the go while your mom Ubering around town. Just go to bit.ly/habitloopbootcamp. It's linked in the show notes as well to start taking action now. And if you love the show, the biggest way you can support me and other mamas like you is to leave a quick written review so we can help more mamas stop dieting and start training for life via habit hacking. Love and appreciate you.